Well, well, well. Welcome back to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right. What's going on with my nighters out there? My night shifters. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call y'all my night riders. What's going on with you? You know, it's A. Carter the One, A. Carter the God, A. Carter on all social media platforms. Let's get into it. What's going on? Yeah, I'm here on another night shift. So if y'all in that gym, go ahead and get your money. You at work, go and get your money. You at home, hey, rest up. It might be Monday in certain parts of the world, but it's still Sunday here over here on the West Coast. Let's get straight to it, you know. I had a good work week. Of course, you know, it's always good getting to that bread, you know, that guala, that cheddar, you know what I mean? It's always good, especially when you're providing, taking care of your kids, taking care of your loved one, all sorts of that nature. But the first thing I want to tell you is take care of you. You're no good to nobody else if you don't take care of yourself. Take some time for yourself. You know what I mean? Relax, rest the brain. Your brain be on overload because you're thinking too hard on certain situations that you have no control over, in a sense. You know, we have to start looking at things like this, taking care of the things that we don't have. Start taking care of things that we have control over. And the things that we don't have control over, we give it to God, you know. We give it to the man upstairs, you know. I go on to say this. We fight, and we fight battles that it's not ours to be fighting. And we sit here overwhelmed, stressed, trying to figure out where the next meal coming from. How we gonna do this for our children, or how we gonna get this business up off the ground and things of that nature. I get it. I've been there. I'm still going through that. As I talk to y'all, I say this to myself, you know, because I'm human, you know. It's just real. I gotta keep it real with y'all. Shout out to all my influences, positive influences out there, social media. I only rock with a few. There's no need to name who, what, where, and why. We ain't got to do all that. No need to do that, right? The ones that know what's up, they know what's up. The ones that don't know what's up, well, it's what it is, whatever. But I say that to say, it's a lot of information out here. And half of it be accurate, half of it don't be accurate. We have to go back into doing our own due diligence, our own research, instead of just taking word from others. Got to get back to doing that. We get so reliant and comfortable on people that's already doing the work for you. And I get it, that's cool to a degree. But somewhere down the line, you got to show yourself that you study approved within your own business. You know what I mean? Within your own situations. Because if you just gonna keep taking the person's word for it, then you easy to market to. You easy to sell to. Let me say that. You easy to sell to. And my auntie always told me, don't just take my word for it. She told me that at 16, 17 years old. But do your own research. This was back in 2004. I believe when the AOL era was Yahoo. AOL and Yahoo. And I believe that Microsoft Bing was coming along. I think it was treading. But it wasn't as strong as the AOL or the Yahoo. She said, go on there, do your research. And I say that to say, I carry it on with me to this day, and I'm 30 plus. You know, and I think I said this in my last episode. I tell my children this all the time. You got Google right there. You got YouTube University. Utilize that. And if you see the information is accurate and it fits you or help find your answer to where better to where you better understood it and it fitted you, then go for that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. You know, I done bought courses and stuff of that nature. Some worked, some didn't. But that's a whole nother episode. We ain't even going to get into the courses, you know. You got to put in the work in order for them things to work in your situation. You got to do the work because you got to hold yourself reliable and you got to hold yourself accountable. And accountability is key. You know, we could point the finger at everybody else, but that finger needs to be pointed right back at you because you the one that got to make the move. You the one that got to sacrifice. You the one that's got to turn this thing around, right? You the one that your family, that your children is counting on. And I say that to say, you got to take care of you. In order to make those things happen along the lines of hitting that target, hitting that goal, doing what you got to do to get that extra mile. You know, I say that because it was on my heart to really pour out to my night shifters out there, to my nighters out there. Hey, can't get no realer than that. Another thing too, I'm just authentic with what I say and what I stand for and what I believe. Everybody ain't gonna believe what you believe. Everybody ain't gonna believe what you believe, but that's okay. Appreciate you for checking out the content. I'm cool with that. I appreciate your time. If you ever need anything, hit the inbox. Hit the DM. For those that got my number, reach out to me. The ones that's real close to me. Other than that, ain't no love lost. That just betters me. You feel what I'm saying? That's cool. Because I know what I need to do to tweak up some things. That's why I tell y'all, leave me feedback on what y'all think. Because I'm going to go about things the way I go about it, right? But y'all are what makes this platform even possible for me to even continue to push the content, to push out the things that I got to say, to push out things that needs to be said. I appreciate y'all all day long. Wasn't for y'all and that man upstairs, it wouldn't be this right here. I'm going 3 years strong on the Night Shift podcast. That's right, the Night Shift podcast. I'm going 3 years strong in this. And I had a couple of bumps and bruises and things of that nature, right? But I'm ramping it back up. I'm ramping this thing back up. And I appreciate y'all even tuning in tonight. Even, you know, giving your time to even, because you can listen to a million and one podcast out there. And that's cool. I'm with that. I support the podcasters out there. I'm with that. Because even the ones that I like, that motivates me to even do better. You know, we all got to start somewhere. That's with this podcasting. That's with your business. That's with your fitness. It's whatever it is that you're aiming at. You gotta train. You got to start somewhere, you know? I think in this generation and in this era that we live in, it's a... I mean, there's realism with it because you don't know what people had to do to get to that point in their life to where they don't really have to, how can I say this? I don't want to say get it out the mud because, but they don't really have to put out as much. It's like their previous content or their previous situation, it still builds money. It still generates them. It's still keeping them afloat. And that's pretty good too, depending on what type of content you produce out here, right? I say that to say that it takes work. Shit don't happen overnight. You know, we get caught up off a 30-minute clip because we get sold off the clip. They're thinking that's it. No, it's more to it than that. You got to put the work in. You got to do your research. You got to do your market research. You got to do your studies. Now, I ain't just saying market research in the stocks. I'm no financial advisor. Don't take my advice because I'm no financial advisor. But you got to do your research just on things, period, that you want to get into. You got to know your competition out there in business. You got to know your competition out there, if I'm saying it right. You got to know your, I'm going to just say how I feel. You got to know the field that you study in, what you want to get into. These things that we got to really take heed into. Look at the job market. You know, that's what my brother Tony told me back in Chicago a long time ago. Probably about 10, 12 years ago. Probably even further than that. Probably about, yep, about 12, 13. Somebody, but y'all get to just what I'm saying. Just look into the job market. Do your research. In whatever city and state that you're in, just type in the job market on Google, job market, whatever it is that you get into. And you look at these things of that nature. And really just take your time and sort out what makes sense in your household, what's going to bring any type of value, type of income that you can still survive off of in your household as opposed to what's not going to work. I mean, we all got to start somewhere, you know, even with the business. I think what it is with people that's just starting businesses, including me, is that, you know, we overthink it. And sometimes when we overthink it, we send ourselves in the overload, we get tired. Maybe I'm just talking to myself tonight. That's cool. I'm okay with talking to myself because self gonna keep it real with self first before he keep it real with anybody else. Because you got to look at yourself because you got to live with that as self, what you're doing and not doing, right? I'm gonna give y'all another little tip. Write down the things that you could have did better, you know? And the things that you didn't do better on, and the things that you could do to tweak it next time. That's all it is in life, right? It's a turn, twist, flip, and fix. Because we're molding ourselves up to become who we are going to be, you know? You don't know that right away. That's why it takes years of development. It takes years of work. And like my dude Mike Jones was saying, that it's better when you come together as a family. I'm just saying it works when you network with a family or you network with like-minded or others that know what you know or know more. And we really need to get into it. I know it's hard, especially in the black community. I can do it all by myself. I can get it out the mud. I can thug it out. But sure, it's a point of time where we got to shift that mentality. Like, hey, let's go ahead and put this bread together. Let's invest. Let's blossom. Let's make this work. You know, you got to. And that's another thing with this, too. You know something that I don't know. I know something that you don't know. Let's put it together and we can grow. It's something that I tell my son, my 17-year-old. But I've been telling them this since they was younger, but it's really starting to grasp now. I believe he's starting to understand it to a degree, you know. I told him when he was playing sports, football, basketball, all that, when he was playing certain positions, I said, this is why I put you up under certain coaches, because I've never played that position. He was a quarterback. I never played quarterback. He was a quarterback. I always put him around quarterback coaches. I always took him to clinics. I always took him here, there, because they helped me sharpen him into a position that I've never played. Just like with basketball. I never played on the basketball team. But he loves basketball. So I put him up under a few coaches that could train him on how to dribble real good and teach him the fundamentals, more than what I can teach him. Don't get me wrong. I put the ball in his hand and dribbled and back pass, chest pass, all the sort. But I put him around a coach and a trainer and a few more trainers to help him develop into the player that he is aiming to be, and he's still developing. He's only 17. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have him. I ain't even going to say it right now. I'm going to keep that as a surprise. But I say that to say, even with your business, even with your work, even if you are working a 9-to-5, it's all right if you work a 9-to-5 job. I'm not going to shame nobody for that. Even with the AI technology and all that, don't let that scare you. It's just, it's happening. We've been experiencing it. It's just that I feel with this information, it hits us a lot sooner than it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, in that nature. So just get around it. Start studying it. I say that with your business too. Get around a mentor, right? Or get around somebody that knows more than you, that can help you get to where you getting to. Even with your work, you're doing the best you can to move up. Cool. Get somebody that can help you move up in that area. Get with somebody. I hope this making sense for somebody out there tonight that's listening. Yeah, I'm talking. I think for the last two episodes, I just been talking. Like, real talk, you know. Usually I be on some, yeah. But nah. It gotta be that, you know. I gotta give it to y'all like that. Because y'all my shifters, y'all my nighters, you know what I mean? We work one of the hardest shifts out here. Because you gotta stay up at night, you gotta stay up and just push through that night. Ooh, just to stay up alone is a hard fight. Because during the day, you don't... Let's be real. I don't think most of us sleep. Well, let me take that back. You do got some people that might sleep the whole 8, 12 hours. I don't know. But maybe me, I'm about 3 to 4 hours into the day and I'm back up. Especially when you got children. And then for you to have to turn around and come to work at night. Yeah, that's a rough one. But it got to be done. And I say that to say it. I'm going to end it on this. No matter how rough or how hard it get, you still got to push through. Do it even when you don't feel like doing it. You'd be surprised at the results you receive and you get when you didn't feel like doing ish at all. But, yeah, that's enough of me talking for tonight. I'm coming with more episodes. I just did one 4 days ago. Y'all go check that out on Spotify. Up under the Night Shift Podcast. I will have this posted up under the Night Shift Podcast on my Facebook. I got the Night Shift Podcast on Instagram. My original Instagram is A Carter the One, A Carter the Guard, A C A R T E R D A One. That's on, I got it on Facebook too, but I'm building that page up, you know. But my Instagram, my Twitter, TikTok, I'm building. I just got to keep it real. I just got to keep it real with y'all. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Until next time, that is. I'm thinking about going twice a week, dropping these episodes. So I think I did one Wednesday or Thursday. So maybe it might be Wednesday or Thursday. And for sure, I got to keep the Sunday going. Y'all let me know. I'm gonna leave a poll and a question. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple, I'm on Google Podcasts, I'm on all platforms, just about. All right. One love, peace, and yeah, thank y'all for tuning in to the Night Shift Podcast. I'm out. Peace.